morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, June 11th, 2025. In Augusta today, the legislature's Judiciary Committee is holding a public hearing at 3 on a citizen-initiated red flag bill, LD 1378, an act to protect Maine communities by enacting the Extreme Risk Protection Order Act. Republicans and Democrats in Augusta have been going back and forth about whether or not this type of bill required a public hearing, and it is going to get one today at 3 o'clock if you would like to listen in or go to Augusta to attend and offer testimony. You can find out more at legislature.maine.gov, and again, the bill number is 1378. The Downeast Salmon Federation has two new land trust properties open to the public. They say, quote, "The signs aren't posted yet and the dedication celebrations are still being planned, but two new DSF preserves acquired this spring are open to the public for exploration. Located off Route 9, the airline, on Breakneck Road in Day Block Township, the 80-acre Honeymoon Brook property features an impressive late successional hemlock forest and high-quality habitat for brook trout and endangered Atlantic salmon. The 149-acre Little Falls property is located on the Narragansett River in Cherryfield and has exceptional river frontage. It is accessed through the Narragansett North Half subdivision off Beaver Run Road. The second property adjoins the already established 26-acre Little Falls Preserve, owned by Downeast Salmon Federation for the last 15 years, and abuts the MDMR field station, creating an expanded conservation corridor along the Narragansett River. You can get more information on all of their properties at mainesalmonrivers.org. Tonight and tomorrow night, there are some talks happening at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor that may be of interest. Tonight, there'll be an author talk with Jim Wright. The Real James Bond is the book. It says, quote, "James Bond, ornithologist, author of the classic Birds of the West Indies and world's most famous identity theft victim, spent his summers on Mount Desert Island his entire life. What's more, he and his uncle wrote the classic field guide to the birds of Mount Desert nearly 8 decades ago. Jim Wright, the author of the lavishly illustrated biography, The Real James Bond, will tell all about Bond, his amazing wife, Mary Bond, Carol Tyson, the birds, the books, the illustrations, and several Mount Desert Island locales in this colorful, illustrated talk," end quote. That's at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor tonight from 6:30 to 7:30. And tomorrow night, there will be a talk on understanding immigration law with Don Wilkinson. Quote, "At this session hosted by MDI Red Cards, ILAP," that's the American Legal Advocacy Project, "immigration attorney Don Wilkinson will provide information about deportation, immigration court, documents to carry, and more. The Immigration Legal Advocacy Project is a nonprofit that works to advance justice and equity for immigrants and their families through legal services, community education, and systemic advocacy." And that talk will be taking place Thursday evening from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Jessup. You can find out more about both events and also register at jessuplibrary.org. And finally, Saturday is No King's Day across the country and in several places here in Maine. We'll have more on this tomorrow. We've spoken about it before, but we have details about the Bangor protest that's being organized by Indivisible Bangor. Indivisible is a movement, quote, "driven by a vision of a real democracy of, by, and for the people. The Indivisible movement is a network of thousands of local groups and millions of activists across every state working to build an inclusive democracy by fighting for bold, progressive policies and creating lasting grassroots power," end quote. In their announcement about Bangor's No King's Day, they say, quote, "In America, we don't put up with would-be kings. No Kings is a national day of action and mass mobilization in response to increasing authoritarian excesses and corruption from Trump and his allies. We've watched as they've cracked down on free speech, detained people for their political views, threatened to deport American citizens, and defied the courts. They've done this all while continuing to serve and enrich their billionaire allies. Please join Indivisible Bangor for a protest with speakers, marching, and music," end quote. That's happening on Saturday from noon to 3 o'clock at Waterfront Park, Railroad Street, and Front Street in Bangor. Organizers of the Bangor event say it will be a peaceful protest. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.